You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Gold.
With Dom and Jeremy.
We're ready to play. We got a couple of great players standing by. We're assuming they're great players. Summer, are you going to be a great player today?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Okay, good. We're counting on you to have some energy.
That is the right answer. Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
What do you do, Summer?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
How many you got?
I have three boys.
Oh, Lord help you. My God.
Pretty soon they're going to be three teenagers.
Yeah, how did that happen? Huh?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Who did that?
Do you want a little girl?
I did, but we're all done.
This You're done?
For sure.
Have one. Yeah. Try one more time.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll pass.
No, thank you.
So what are you making for dinner tonight for the kiddos?
It's probably going to be takeout because I'm going on a field trip with my youngest.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so dad's going to have to do takeout, I'm pretty sure.
It's Chick-fil-A night tonight.
Yes, right. For sure. Delivered.
Right. Where are you going on the field trip?
To the sand dunes. I don't know the name of it, but it's the
sand dunes. That's
like a six-hour drive?
I hope not. I hope it's not 8 hours. I haven't heard that information.
Well, it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is going to be a long field trip.
That can't be right.
You can't be going to the Great Sand Dunes National Park. I mean, that is a hefty drive.
No, it's 3 hours and 38 minutes.
Oh, okay.
From Lone Tree, at least.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
So you signed up for a field trip and you're not really sure where you're going?
No, I just fly by the seat of my pants lately. I have too many kids, too many field trips. I have one next week, too.
I don't think she's going to the
sand dunes. Where's that one? The Grand Canyon?
Four Corners?
Yeah, right? No, that one is to Cherry Creek Reservoir, so it's like 5 minutes from my house. So that one works out really well.
That's going to be a better one than your four-hour drive today.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, the girls do not have a point yet this month. They're counting on you. And the guy who's going to try to make it 3-0, boys, is Dustin. Dustin, what are you up to today?
Right now, taking kids to school.
All right.
Seems to be a theme today.
Dad on duty. Here we go.
And then what do you do with the rest of your day?
I work in IT for City.
City IT.
All right. Very good.
Boring.
You ever been a chaperone on a field trip, Dustin?
I have.
You ever been to the sand dunes?
I have not.
I haven't either. I've lived here my entire life. I've never been to the sand
Seriously?
Dunes.
Seriously?
Yeah, never have.
I got to say, it was a kick in the pants. I did love it.
It was sand in the pants.
There was sand in the pants for days. I mean, that's one thing I remember is showering. Even like 2 days later, you're still finding sand.
It's exfoliating is what it is.
I guess. Yeah. Here's how this game works. I am going to be asking Dustin some questions that women probably a little more likely would know the answer to. Jeremy is going to ask Summer some questions that dudes probably a little more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get that prize if we're tied after three. We play sudden death overtime.
Who has their radio turned up?
Somebody
first
turn
of all,
your radio down.
Both of you, turn your radios down. Okay.
I don't have mine on.
Liar. Okay, all right.
So we alternate who goes first. The ladies are first today. Summer is all yours.
Okay, Summer. Are you familiar with Bo Nix, our new quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. What's his jersey number?
Oh, shoot. I'm going to go with 80.
Nope. Subtract 70.
Oh.
10.
10. Okay.
All right. Hey, don't worry about it.
All
over
good.
To Dustin we go. Dustin, Delia Owens wrote a mega best-selling novel about a young girl growing up in the marshes of North Carolina. Then it was turned into a hit movie. What was that book called? Guess.
I don't know.
No? It was a huge hit. It was called Where the Crawdads Sing.
I actually read that one.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Not one singing crawdad in that entire book.
I felt ripped off.
It was totally ripped off. It was a good book, though.
Still 0-0. Back to Summer.
Oh, Summer Pants. I'll give you a multiple choice. The Chevy Colorado is what type of vehicle? Is that a family sedan, an electric SUV, or a pickup truck? The Chevy
pickup truck.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Sure is.
Woohoo to you.
Over to Dustin. Dustin, are you married?
I am not.
Okay. Do you have a special someone in your life?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Why are you chuckling? You're an IT guy.
He's
so
in
maybe
love.
Maybe he's an IT guy who's like never had a girlfriend or a boyfriend before.
He's a horny IT guy is what he is.
I don't know. Is this someone special in your life, a he or a she?
It's a she.
Okay. I want you to imagine for a second that she is using a wand to apply something. What is she most likely using a wand to apply?
Curling her hair.
No, the key word there was apply. They use a wand to apply mascara. It's mascara that goes on with a wand. Back over to Summer we go, and here's where we are. Summer, if you get this, you win the game.
All right.
If you miss it, Dustin's going to have one more shot to try to send it to OT.
Okay.
We'll see how you do.
No pressure. Okay.
Oh, a lot of pressure, actually.
All right. Summer. According to the CDC, this is the number one leading cause of death for men in the United States. What is it?
Heart disease?
It is heart disease.
Yeah, you know what? And the game is...
Whoa! My heart's palpitating just for you because I'm so excited. Palpitating, man.
Palpitating.
Dustin, I'm so sorry for you. You got shut out today, 2-0. But you know what? You're going to have to take some medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
Go ahead.
All right.
Girls rule.
There it is.
Certainly do today. You're a good sport, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Summer, you put the girls on the board. They had not scored yet in September.
Well done, Summer.
I'm so happy. It's a good month.
Yeah.
It's a great day. You won and you're going to the sand dunes.
I know. How fun can this day be?
Pack a lunch.
The thing is, I'm still not sure that's where you're
going. I'm still trying to figure out anywhere with sand in it that she may have been confused by.
Yeah, because on a yellow dog, that's going to be probably at least a 4-hour drive and then 4 hours back. I don't know.
Well, it's a 2-day overnighter. So.
Well, then you are going to the sand dunes.
That's where you're going.
No wonder Dad's doing takeout tonight.
Yeah, okay. He's doing it for a couple nights, probably.
That's a heck of a field trip, man.
I know, right?
Really?
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Well, you have fun.
Okay.
Hike your way to the top of the tallest of the sand dunes and run down it.
Whee!
It's so much fun to run down a sand dune.
I don't know. I see a face plant in your future, Summer.
Don't get hurt because you're on sand.
You can get a mouthful of sand, though. You're going to have dry mouth for the next 2 days.
You got to tell me you're going to try it, Summer.
I can't promise you anything, but they're doing a 5 a.m. We're waking up to see the sun rise, which that could be interesting with fifth graders.
Pass.
Yeah, hard pass. They're going to be grumpy.
I think they might be grumpy the rest of the day. We'll see.
Oh, that's funny. Listen, you're a treat. Stand by. Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.